Attention Life Tips listeners, looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. I'm here with Dr. Michael Smith. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm going to call you Michael because if you're a fan and a friend, is just like our fans and friends that are listening in today. Thanks for that.
Absolutely, no problem.
The topic of the day is something that is a dizzying experience for many of us as we walk into a health store and look over all the nutritional supplements that are facing us. Can you tell us a little bit about your background with regards to supplements and how you might your perspective as we dive into this interesting conversation today?
Sure. You know, I am a medical doctor, so I was a radiologist first, and then I practiced internal medicine. And you know, for the most part, my patients were asking me lots of questions about supplements, and I didn't really know how to answer them because I didn't have a great education on nutrition and nutrients. So I left my practice in Dallas, Texas, and came to South Florida, and I am the senior health scientist for the Life Extension Foundation. I was only going to come here for 1 year and work on the phones, answering questions from people all over the world, and I was going to kind of go through my own little training for natural medicine, if you will, kind of my own little fellowship. Well, that was 7 years ago, and I've been with the company ever since. I love what we do. I really do believe in the power of nature and natural medicine, especially when it comes to those age-related disorders that are epidemic today, that conventional drugs really just provide Band-Aids for. They don't really get to the underlying cause. So I really enjoy what I do. I get to teach, which is awesome, and I really enjoy being on your show today to help your listeners.
Let's dive. It's a complex topic only because we could go into so many different angles on this, but in general, could you define supplements and a natural supplement if that wants to be your focus point?
Sure. Well, a supplement is anything you take that is going to supplement your diet and exercise program. So, you know, when you do a multivitamin, for instance, you're taking all the vitamins, all the minerals, and you're doing that because you realize that either because your diet is poor or your diet could be awesome, but you understand that we have poor soils in this country. We produce nutrient-poor food because of those poor soils. Maybe you're dealing with chronic stress, toxins in the environment. You realize that even if you're eating well, you need to add some extra vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and plant extracts and protein, you know, what have you, into your body so that you can really live that vibrant, healthy life that you want to. You know, you want the energy, you want to be able to do great in your career, take care of your family. I mean, we're a go-go-go culture today, and I think people recognize that food just isn't enough anymore for some of those reasons I just mentioned. So supplements are anything you do that you add to your food that gives you an extra boost in these nutrients.
How close are we to identifying deficiencies of individuals as it relates to supplements?
Good question. You know, really close. There's a variety of ways to do this, by the way. You can do it through, and this is what I developed in my book, The Supplement Pyramid, through a series of questions. You know, when you go into your doctor's office and you have a complaint, let's say a headache or chest pain or whatever it is, your doctor really should, before they do any physical exam, before they take any labs, they should ask a series of questions, trying to figure out what's going on. I did the same thing with the supplement pyramid. I developed 16 quizzes, and by answering these quizzes, you're giving me information about yourself. You're telling me a story based on your symptoms, your risk factors, your family history, your personal medical history. By telling me your story, I'm able to figure out what you're missing, where your risks might be, things that we need to add into, supplement your diet with that makes sense for that story that you just told me. So that's one level of personalization. You can go further than that, though, and I talk about this in the book as well. You have different types of blood testing. You can do nutrient testing, amino acid testing, neurotransmitter testing, hormone testing. All of these types of blood tests can really start to dig deeper than the quizzes can to figure out what you might be missing. And then, of course, the real wave of the future, and we're not there yet, but we're getting there, is going to be genetic testing, actually looking at your own DNA, looking for markers in your DNA that usually signify some sort of deficiency in a nutrient, or at least a propensity to be deficient in a certain nutrient. So genetic testing is soon going to be around, and I think we'll be seeing that more and more. So there's layers, deep layers of tests you can do that help you to identify what you're missing and personalize your choice to taking supplements. The easiest way, it just begins with taking some quizzes.
Quizzes are fun, kind of, but it's a moving target, really, isn't it? I mean, it's not so much what you had in the past, it's what you're going to eat in the future, which determines what supplements you need. What kind of regularity do you recommend to your patients with regards to their diet, their eating, their habits? Is there a prescription that you have in general that would help the audience?
The answer to that is we need to be as consistent as we can. I mean, with a good lifestyle, which includes eating the right foods, a nice balanced food, don't overeat. I think that's a major issue for most Americans. I know we like to blame fat and sugar a lot today, but the real problem is us. We're just overeating these types of food sources. Try to eat clean food, organic food as much as you can. But yeah, you need to be consistent every day. And keep in mind that because of the poor soils, because of the chronic stress, the food just, as I said before, is not enough. So adding in those nutrients that might be missing from your food, especially ones you've identified, that are important to you through those quizzes and maybe other blood testing, when you add those back in, you need to do that on a daily basis, because every day we're dealing with stress. Every day we're dealing with nutrient-poor food. Every day we are dealing with environmental toxins. So consistency is incredibly important. You know, in medicine we call it compliant. We know that when it comes to pharmaceuticals, when it comes to prescription drugs, they only work when you take them. So drug companies and doctors spend a lot of time improving compliance with their patients. We should do the same thing with diet, exercise, and nutrients. We need to be very vigilant in what we're doing if we want to live that vibrant life that I think all of us deserve. To eat a good diet, exercise, take supplements on occasion, and then you have a week off and you're doing bad things, that's not going to help you. So consistency is very important. Really in all forms of medicine.
Why don't we see a nutritionalist, once a quarter or three or four times a year to analyze our lives, our intakes, what we're eating, what we're drinking, our hydration, our health? I mean, can you imagine if everyone in America did that, for example, how this company would vastly improve? Why don't we? Why isn't that a precursor to your insurance? Why couldn't I lower my insurance rates if I saw a nutritionalist four times a year and took their advice?
I'm all for it. Byron, I'm all for it. I think that's a great idea. However, I think there's probably a lot of factors involved here. The answer to this is probably multiple factors. So I think in one aspect, we're coming out of the pharmaceutical era where, we saw powerful drugs fighting infections, for instance, for the first time, like antibiotics, where people were living longer because we were able to fight these infections better. We saw vaccines, one shot getting rid of polio and many other types of childhood diseases. We started seeing drugs controlling blood pressure. So I think what happened in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 80s, you had this generation of people who really started to believe that all they had to do was pop a pill. because they saw some of the results of that, and some of it was impressive. And I think that mindset was created over many decades, and that's, I think we're still dealing with that right now. You have a very archaic, what I call sick care system. It's not a health care system in this country. It's a sick care system that still believes the answer is in some chemical coming out of somebody's lab. We just haven't found it yet. That's why you have about, 70-some-odd percent of Americans taking some form of prescription medication. About 50% of them are on multiple prescription medications, still looking for that magic chemical that's going to cure everything. So I think that's part of the answer. Right? Why don't we go see a nutritionist? Because we don't put them in a pill. I think that's the mindset that we've created. And now, the good news, I think it's changing. I think little by little we're starting to see the younger generation coming up realizing that, yeah, you got all those pills, but we're still dealing with these age-related diseases and at epidemic levels. Something's not right. Something's not clicking, and I think people are starting to recognize the importance of a more holistic approach. Good, healthy food, which means we got to take care of the environment, supplements when needed, especially personalized, exercise, sleep. All of that is going to play a major role in getting us out of that sick care mindset and really get into prevention and a healthcare system.
Here's an interesting question. What's the correlation between financial health and personal health?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? I know that I think that if you were to ask that to most doctors, researchers, they would maybe even just your average layperson, they would probably think that the more money you make, that those are the people that are really into hormone replacement, nutrient replacement, supplements, all of the, you know, getting your own fitness trainer, all that kind of stuff. So I think most people believe that there is a link between socioeconomic status, and in your case specifically financial, and the desire to want to be healthy. Interestingly, that's not really what the research shows. The research shows that all socioeconomic levels, you find people who are interested in organic food, who are interested in a healthier lifestyle, especially as this younger generation is coming up. There's a movement in general across all of those spectrum of people towards more healthy, natural, whole food diets, for instance, and supplements when necessary. So I think it's a little bit of a myth to think that supplements is really just a rich guy's thing. That's really not the case. I work with Life Extension. I'm the senior health scientist. I've been here for 7 years. We have members all over the world, almost 500,000 members. And wow. they cover all socioeconomic brackets. So I actually think that's more of a myth than a truth.
Interesting. Can supplements, in your opinion, be used to cure hereditary problems like baldness or aging or other things that are prevalent?
Well, you said the interesting word there, hereditary.
Cure.
That's a different ball game.
Yeah,
say age-related disorder. So if you're talking about a disease that has a definite genetic link to it, a genetic association, in most cases, supplements aren't curing those at all. They're doing the same thing that pharmaceuticals would do. They're acting as Band-Aids to help control the expression of some of those, if I can say, bad genes that might be in somebody. Interesting, there's a whole now that's how I have to answer that today, but there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of new things on the horizon. There's a whole field of study, Byron, called nutrigenomics. This is a field of study that looks at how nutrients in certain food sources can actually influence your DNA, your genes, in a positive way. We tend to think that your genes, you know, your chromosomes, your DNA is set in stone and there's nothing you can do about it. Actually, that's not true. What we're learning is that your DNA is really just more of a blueprint. And there are things you can do to turn on a positive expression of your genome, or you can do things that can make it bad. So this field of study called nutrigenomics is looking at nutrients that help maybe to decrease the risk of some of that genetic predisposition that you might have. So I think the future looks pretty bright for supplements and nutrients and helping people overcome hereditary disorders. Right now, though, the focus is really on the age-related disorders, you know, the diabetes, the heart disease, the blood pressure issues, dementias. I mean, these are epidemic in this country, and there are thousands and thousands of papers published in the past 20 years showing the benefit of nutrients to help with age-related disorders, which, by the way, the pharmaceutical drugs really haven't been able to help out at all because they're Band-Aids.
I've got a million-dollar idea that I want you to try to execute that I think could make you a gajillionaire. I'm going to tell everybody what it is after the break, and hopefully, if not you, someone will execute on it. Let's take a break and be back in just one sec.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for the 18th Annual International Web Award Competition. Web Marketing Award winners receive an image plaque, certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from our expert judges, and links to your site from the highly ranked Web Award site. Visit www.webaward.org to nominate your company, site, or organization. The call for entries has begun, and the deadline to enter is May 30th, 2014. Go to www.webaward.org and sign up today.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Stand by. This is a Life Tips Quick Tip.
Here's a 5-star travel tip. When you're traveling to a new destination, kick off your trip the right way. Stay at a 5-star hotel, even if it's for just one night. Head right to the concierge that will give you, that will turn you on to the 5-star sights and sounds and spots that will make your vacation unforgettable.
Listen for more quick tips every day right here. And listen to Life Tips on demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Best search strategies.
Where our hosts, Jamie Smith and Brian Lewis, discuss state-of-the-art search strategies and tools to help search marketers increase conversion and lower costs.
Best search strategies. On demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Webmasterradio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketers knowledge base. Introducing the new Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcasts at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Search Cast, and so much more. feed through our blog for continuous industry news and programming updates, and socialize with us through all of our social media channels, including Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and YouTube. Download the new WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, a must-have for every internet marketer on earth. Download it now from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store today.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, Michael. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So here's the idea. It's probably crazy, but let me know what you think. There's a unique here as you're scanning in what somebody is about to buy that they're going to consume in the course of the week. Why don't you tell them, after scanning everything in, what they're deficient on? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so what you're saying is, like, if I'm at a health food store, even a convenience store, a grocery store, is that what you mean?
And, grocery and store, my grocery store.
Yeah.
I bought Sam,
So I buy all these foods. Based on what has been scanned in, out comes this readout that says, okay, based on everything you have, you're getting way too much salt, way too much artificial stuff, not enough protein. I think that is crazy. But I do think it's a good idea. It is interesting that there's a new food label that's coming out that is going to be able to help people know what's in the food a little bit better than the previous food label. So maybe that kind of stuff can be worked into a program or an app that could kind of produce those kind of results. If you're at a grocery store, I don't know if I need a readout to tell me that. Here's what you do when you walk into the grocery store. Don't shop in the middle aisles, because the middle aisles are full of bad food. So you go to the periphery of the store where all the fresh food is, especially the smaller organic little part. And if you buy your food there, and that's 90% of your grocery bag, I don't think I need a read. I think that's going to be pretty good. Now, keep in mind, though, this is an important point. In my book, I lay out 5 scientific facts for why I believe we do need supplements today. And the first fact I talk about are the poor soil conditions, even for organic soil. Our soils were deemed poor back in the 1940s, and nothing has really been done since then to rejuvenate soil conditions. So even when you're eating the food from the periphery of the grocery store, which is the fresher produce, the fruits and the vegetables, I'm sorry, a tomato today is simply not what a tomato was 150 years ago. There's not as much lycopene, there's not as much vitamin A and carotenoids, etc., which really makes supplements key. But I like your idea. I think it sounds good, or I can just tell people to shop in the right aisles.
Clearly health is I guess my point there with that exercise was, it's kind of like the sum is greater than the individual parts. You know, as you look at a particular product, you might say, oh, this is really bad for you, but I kind of like macaroni and cheese, so I'm going to eat it anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the point is, you know, if you look in totality of everything you're about to consume and make some educated guesses on, your whole family is going to be eating different things, but at least you could get a score. You could say you need supplements, you're not getting enough vitamin D with what you ordered, or there's no fish oil in what you got, or, you know, there's no this, there's no that. Here are things you should think about supplementing or buying the next time, you know, and think about it.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm imagining you would get this data right on the ticket, you know, right on your receipt, right on your receipt that prints out. So, you know, usually on the bottom of your receipt, we see ads, you know, come in next time, you'd make $5, you know, get some data, some algorithm that looks at the total sum of everything you just bought. And I think it's an interesting idea, bottom line.
I do too. Are you going to develop it?
No, that's your job. I'm too busy running Life Tips and other companies. I think you should go right to Whole Foods or, some of these other large grocery store chains, you know, Star Market, whatever. I mean, actually, Star Market. Well, I think that they would eat this up. But I want to talk for a second about water and hydration and water contamination and what you're seeing, you know, have effect on on the longevity of our lives, not to mention health in general. Talk to us about water.
Yeah, sure. You know, there's a lot we could talk about here. First of all, let's always remember, too, that most places in this world, the drinking water is completely polluted, and it's making people very sick. So we live in a country, Byron, we can talk about different types of filters. We can talk about oxygenated water. We can talk about reverse osmosis, and I think that's a very blessed thing that we're able to talk about. There are places in this world where running clean water is just not available, and it could be devastating to a community. So with that said, I totally agree with you that hydration is so key. As a matter of fact, when you're taking when you're eating good, healthy, fresh organic produce, when you're adding some supplements to that, if you are underhydrated, and I don't like to use the word dehydrated, because if you were really dehydrated, you'd be dead. That means there's no water. We call it low volume or a low hydration environment in your body, which most people are. Your digestive system doesn't work as good. When you're low in water, you don't digest food, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste as well. And if you're not able to do those three phases of digestion, you're not going to be very healthy, because you're only as healthy as your gut. So hydration, having the right level of hydration in your body, really goes towards a healthy digestive system, which means then you can benefit from all the good food and supplements you might be taking. You get a better bang for your buck. So hydration is really important. I do think it is important to really make sure you're not getting a lot of the heavy metals in your water source. I do believe at least a filter that gets rid of the heavy metals is very important, especially if you drink well water. And there are more and more people drinking well water because they're scared of city, treated water, and I don't blame them. But keep in mind, well water is really high in minerals, so make sure you're filtering some of those out. We don't need any more heavy metals into our system. So a nice filter that gets rid of metals. When you're thirsty, definitely drink. I'm not so sure if I'm a proponent of these 10 to 12 glasses a day. I think your body knows when you're thirsty, and if you're properly hydrated, you'll know when you need to drink. But if you're not hydrated, your digestive system's not going to work, and you're not going to be very healthy.
It's just, once again, been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for all the great information.
Thank you, Byron. I appreciate it.
You've mentioned your book, The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen. Where can people get it? Do you have a website you could point people to? And who do you want to get a hold of you?
Okay, here's what they can do. I have the good news is that I also put the quizzes online, so you could take the quizzes for free at mysupplementpyramid.com. And you can also purchase the book there as well. And the book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the basic book retail stores. But mysupplementpyramid.com, you can take the quizzes, start building your regimen. And I have a Facebook page there that you can ask questions. And I answer the questions. So if you want to talk to me, go check out mysupplementpyramid.com.
I do need to have you back for like a 3-hour show to go through every disease imaginable that any of our guests may have, so you can walk them through why supplements might help them with that battle. But we'll do that another time if you'd like to come
back. Yeah, let's plan that way in the future.
We'd love to have you back on the show anytime, Dr. Smith. Thanks so much
again for
being on the show.
I appreciate it. You take care.
Right on. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, wiser. Thanks to Dr. Smith. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.